You'll just let me know.
Okay, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Pam, thanks for joining me.
Sure, no problem.
Well, can you share with us a little bit? Tell us a little bit about your story with fibromyalgia, because you, when we first started working together, you were pretty low. You were pretty down.
Yes, most definitely. Well, I probably started about 12 years ago with migraines and diagnosis of perimenopause and ended up with a hysterectomy, and then all the pain started coming. I had, like, pain in my hands, and I'd go to a doctor, and they would do x-rays and say it was nothing. And anyway, went on like this until finally about 2010, I believe, is when finally they diagnosed me with fibromyalgia. The Lyrica did not work for me. I had horrible side effects, and my family encouraged me to try to figure out what was really wrong. My sister is a registered massage therapist, so she really helped me. And we were just, you know, hunting and trying to kind of diagnose myself or find a doctor that could help. But everybody wanted to give me medications and I didn't want to take or didn't like the side effects. And then at one point I finally thought, well, if I could just lose some weight, maybe I'd feel better. And I tried a homeopathic HCG diet. And I noticed that when I was on those drops, I felt really good. But then when I got off, it all came back and then some. So a friend of mine told me about a fibromyalgia help group that they and I did some internet research on it and contacted them. But basically, this was a group just to help you file disability. And that's really, I wasn't ready to give up. But by January of this year, I was just to the point where I was ready to give up. But because I had looked at that other site, I saw your website, Dr. Murphy, came up on my Facebook, and I started checking into that, and it was just an answer to prayer.
Well, so tell me, one of the things that I know was really a challenge for you was the migraines. Now, how often were you having migraines?
Goodness, I was having several migraines a month, usually, and it would be the type where they would last like 3 days. I'd have to medicate three days in a row to get rid of it.
Mm. Yeah, migraines are the worst. They are the worst.
Definitely.
So now tell me about your migraines now. Do you have any migraines now?
I really haven't. I've had like one or two, but I've really learned a lot from my food allergies, things that I had already discovered triggered migraines, but there's some I had no idea that would.
Mm-hmm.
And like whenever
mm-hmm.
I tried to add something back, I got one, and I was like, oh. I mean, it's just after doing the anti-inflammatory diet, then when you start adding things back, you can really tell what hits you wrong and what your problem areas was that I had no idea before.
So with your migraines, what had your doctors told you was the cause of the migraines, and what had they recommended you do for the migraines?
Well, originally they thought it was hormone problems and all, and
mm-hmm.
that's why with my perimenopause, I was having problems. We couldn't stop my menstrual period. And
mm-hmm.
so they tried all kinds of birth control pills. Nothing worked. And after about 3 or 4 years of trying that, and I mean, we just couldn't get it under control. So I had a hysterectomy just to take care of one problem. We were hoping it would take care of the migraines, but it did not. So basically just medication. And all they ever said was try to figure out what your triggers are and avoid them.
And so no one ever really mentioned to you about getting a food sensitivity test done, food allergy test done?
No, nothing. I'd never heard of that until I met you.
Yeah. So a few things we found with you, I think, that were really pointing us in the right direction. Number one, what I find with migraine headaches is food allergies. That's one of the prime triggers for migraine headaches. And then number two, your thyroid, even though you're on thyroid medication, it wasn't optimized. It wasn't working like it was supposed to. And you had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, where your body is attacking it, you know, your thyroid tissue. But when you made the changes, and of course, you've worked so hard with the food allergies and the diet, but when you made those changes and got on the over-the-counter thyroid, and then the other thing I think probably was real helpful was that Pedidolix for your migraines as well. I guess you're still taking that.
Yes, yes, that is worth it, just to take that just every day.
Mm-hmm. And so that's just a natural supplement that they use in Europe. That's the number one thing they recommend for migraines there, which is a prescription. But here, you can buy it over the counter because all it is butterburst, and it's an herbal. But so you went from having these migraines on a monthly basis, two or three a month, and now it's kind of a rarity. That's amazing. Like, that alone is amazing. Just being an old migraine patient, I can identify with you how terrible those things are. So I'm so glad you're not having those. Well, tell me about, you know, your energy was so low. Tell me about that. Tell me, before we start working together, about your energy, because it was really low.
It was low because I was trying to take care of my parents who were aging and all, and I was really seriously just thinking I was going to have to start, give up working and stay home. I work a desk job, but I would still come home and just immediately lay down. And then by the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I was exhausted, and I would just stay in bed and sleep all weekend. And it just gets really depressing.
Yeah, I think from what you shared with me, you had a tremendous amount of stress, and then you would just kind of push, do what you had to at work. But then, as you just mentioned, on the weekend, you were pretty much done. You really couldn't do really anything, I guess.
No, that's correct. I'm very thankful for a wonderful husband that kind of picked up the slack and helped me through all
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah,
but no,
absolutely.
Now my energy level is, oh, my goodness. Just the whole protocol. I mean, my energy level's up. I was retaining a lot of fluids from the food allergies, and that went away. People immediately started noticing a difference in me, and I mean, back to, you know, doing housework, taking care of our business, my parents' business. I did change jobs and found a job that I really liked, and I think that helped too.
Sure, absolutely. So 0 to 10, I always ask you this, you know, drives mm-hmm. everybody crazy, my patients crazy. But 0 is where we started, and 10 would be the best. Where would you say you are overall? 0 is where we started, and that's the worst you can be, and 10 is the best. Where would you say you are overall right now, six months later?
Oh, my goodness. I would say about a 9. I mean, I need
yeah.
to get my body stronger now, but my energy level, I can do it now. And as you know, in the
yeah.
middle of all this, during the protocol, I broke my ankle, too. So that made things a little tougher.
I know. You did. Well, tell me, so a few things. Your pain, I know, was all over. You've already shared with us your pain is greatly reduced. So your pain now, where would you put that 0 to 10? 0 is the worst and 10 is the best. Where would you put that?
Oh, my goodness. I'm almost still normal. I mean, there are times that if I'm eating right, like I've learned that I should and all, then I can go through the day with no pain. I mean, as long
mm-hmm.
as I don't just
mm-hmm.
overdo, but just normal muscle soreness, something I have
mm-hmm.
found, though. So I would say like an 8 to 9 now. I mean, I feel really good. But now
fantastic.
I did notice I did a bad thing, but I mean it's my aha moment for me was Halloween. I did a little candy binge on that,
uh-huh.
and the sugar is so bad.
I
hurt for several days after that, so I taught myself a lesson.
Yeah, for some people, sugar is their nemesis. It really is. Other people didn't seem to give them a problem, but you definitely, once you go through the program, you realize that there's certain foods that you're eating actually contributing to how bad you feel. And then you just don't want to fool. You don't want to fool with those foods anymore. And so tell me about the anti-inflammatory diet. Now, you've lost a good bit of weight on that diet.
I did. I lost 40 pounds with that.
Wow.
I'm kind of fluctuating on the 5 pounds with that, but it's the holidays.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And you did that a six-month period. Is that right?
So started in May.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, May and finished up
months.
In October. Mhm.
Yeah. And originally, now when we first started working together, you had this high cholesterol. I think it was like 264, and they had you on Crestor, which is something I don't recommend
right.
people take because of so many potential side
right.
effects, including
right.
side effects that can mirror what you have with fibro, the fatigue and the pain. And now you've been off cholesterol Crestor for six months, or actually a little more than that, I think. And
mm-hmm.
Last time we checked, your cholesterol was down to 163. And then and then your C-reactive protein, for those people who don't know what that is, but that's an inflammatory marker that when it's elevated, it increases your risk of heart attack and stroke. And I was real concerned because yours was at 4.5, and we really want to see that
down below 2. And last time we checked here in October, it had dropped from 4.5 down to 0.85, which is about as low as it can go. So I was really proud of you, you know, to see that.
Thank you. Me too.
Well, you've worked so hard, and I think people have a misconception is maybe they come on the fan page, my Facebook page, or they see a blog or a post, or maybe they even hear one of these stories, and they think it's really just you're going to take a handful of supplements, and it's going to change everything, and it really doesn't. You know, it's not about the supplements. It's not even about the diet. It's really about finding and fixing the underlying causes, and then you got to work to get healthy, and you certainly have. What would you share with those folks listening this evening about just kind of what you've been through the last 6 months, this process?
I think the best thing is like the first just finding your webpage and reading about it, and I just want everybody to know what you're doing, and that you're the first person I ever talked to that has taken the time to unravel all the mysteries and stuff of everything that's going wrong and to help figure it out. But you and your staff are just amazing support. I cried on the first conference call because I was finally talking to somebody that cared and that understood and could help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everybody's different and different things, but I mean, the way you go at it, the way you take it apart, and stuff, it just seems doable where it's just, you know, you get to the point where you have doctors just shrug you off or try to give you all the medications and that you don't want. And just to find that kind of help and support and understanding, it's just a huge blessing. It's wonderful. I just advise people to give you a chance to talk to you and just start figuring it out, because there is hope and you can get better.
I so appreciate you saying that. And what would you say, because what I'm seeing here now, I think, unfortunately, is a lot of people think they get this diagnosis and they have to live with it. And then I even have people that will come on to the blogs, and they'll say that these people that have shared their story must not have had fibromyalgia, because there's no way they can reverse their fibromyalgia. What would you say to that? I mean, obviously, you got diagnosed with fibromyalgia, correct?
Yes. 5 years ago, I did. And I would say, I think it's not, I try to explain to people, it's not like a disease. It's like, I don't know, an umbrella thing that they put up when they can't figure out exactly what's wrong, or it's too complicated, or I don't know, but you have it. But, like, I know that if I go back to my old habits and don't take care of myself, that I will probably end up right back like I was. But I've learned so much, and I've learned that I can feel better. It's a lifestyle change. And then you know, like you've explained to me, your body breaks down and you have to build it back up. And we only get one body. You've got to take care of it and do what's right. And then you can feel better.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Pam, thank you so much for coming on to the call tonight. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy. This makes me so happy to hear how well you're doing. You've worked so hard, and I'm just delighted to get the opportunity to work with you and get to know you. I think you're just a wonderful person, I just got a big smile on my face just hearing you talk about how well you're doing. It's great.
Thank you. Thanks to you and your staff. And then I've had a very supportive family, too, that's really helped me through all this and been very encouraging. So they really think a lot of you, too, and wanted me to tell you thank you as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And now I know we'll be talking soon, but I just want to make sure I tell you Merry Christmas.